morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, May 10th, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures down 0.2% as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows weakness in Asia overnight, while European equity markets are also softer in early trade. Bonds are mostly steady, with US 10-year yields flat at 3.52%. The dollar is little changed across the board, oil is down, gold is softer, industrial metals are weaker. There is no change in the broader market narrative, with markets seemingly in a holding pattern ahead of the next key data point, which is today's US CPI data, following last week's Fed emphasis on data dependency. CPI is forecast to show a slight moderation in core inflation, while a rebound in energy prices is expected to drive an increase in headline inflation. The bar for further Fed rate hikes has seemingly moved higher, although there has been some pushback against hopes for a dovish pivot. Markets are still pricing in rate cuts in 2023, although conviction has weakened. In Europe, European Central Bank officials continue to push a hawkish rhetoric, while Bank of England is seen hiking by another 25 basis points on Thursday. In other news, President Biden and congressional Republicans held talks on Tuesday aimed at averting a default. As expected, there was little tangible progress made on raising the debt ceiling, with the parties aiming to convene again on Friday. On the data front, it's another relatively quiet macro calendar in Europe today. Final German CPI was in line with flash, while industry data showed a sharp fall in recruitment of UK permanent staff amid economic uncertainty. Due up on today's US economic calendar in addition to CPI, MBA mortgage applications, and crude inventories. While among the companies due to post their results today, after the close, Walt Disney. In corporate news, Bloomberg reported that a consortium consisting of Elliott Management, Veritas Capital, and Patient Square Capital is in advanced talks to acquire Syneos Health. The Australian Financial Review reported that Livent has signed a merger agreement with Australian lithium miner Allkem, with an announcement expected to be made today. And Entegris has entered an agreement to sell its electronic chemicals business to Fujifilm for $700 million. Asian equities finished mostly lower on Wednesday as traders nervously awaited US inflation data. China's market sell-off continued, with the Hang Seng now lower year-to-date amid evaporating reopening momentum and signs that domestic demand is deteriorating in yesterday's import data. In regional news, geopolitical tensions between China and several Western capitals are deepening on several fronts this week. Beijing warned of a strong reaction to any EU sanctions on Chinese companies for aiding Russia's war in Ukraine. China and Canada are engaged in tit-for-tat diplomat expulsions, and Italy has flagged its intention to exit China's Belt and Road investment scheme. And in other news, the Bank of Japan's private consumption index grew in the first quarter despite weakness in March, and Australia's budget surplus will be short-lived as the government delivers targeted cost-of-living relief. European equity markets are lower in early trade. In European news, attention is on the European gas price outlook after Goldman Sachs warned that prices could nearly treble from present levels in winter amid a rebound in demand and winter weather risk. ECB Executive Board member Schnabel, a known hawk, was the latest speaker to push a hawkish agenda, as he said that the central bank will raise interest rates with full determination until there are signs that core inflation is falling on a sustained basis. And the Bank of England is considering new rules for smaller lenders after the failure of Silicon Valley Bank. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.